before.
Shakina Staples has been living in University Village for about a year. When she heard about Camp Power, she wanted to make sure her six-year-old Ari got involved. Turns out there was a place for Shakina as well. She's been serving as a mentor with the program this summer and says her daughter is her personal cheerleader.
She looked forward to coming every day. Definitely. Like, if I don't bring her to camp, she'd be, Mom, come on, it's time for us to go to camp. It's time for you to go to work. Like, she loves it.
Shakina says she will be able to maintain a relationship with the kids who now recognize her around the complex. She hopes to earn a degree in early childhood development. This is the first year for Camp Power, a collaboration between city, county, and university groups. It's held in University Village, a federally funded housing complex near Northern Illinois University. Co-director Mary Hess with the Ben Gordon Center says local police identified the area as prone to increased crime during the summer months.
There's over 600 kids that live in this housing complex, and during the summer, we were told that there's a lack of supervision, and so we wanted to target this area because of the density of the children living right here.
The camp is an answer to that concern for safety. Lisa Cummings is with Live Healthy DeKalb County. She also co-leads Camp Power. Cummings says it gives children a chance to burn off energy and learn about eating right.
Our goal is with the nutrition lessons, when we talk about different fruits and vegetables and we show them the gardens and what we're growing, that they'll associate that with what they're eating and be able to tie that back and say, you know, I tried kale and it tasted really good. And so we want that to kind of all work together.
Camp Power runs through next week. Cummings says organizers don't want to lose their connection with the children in University Village and hope to continue the camp in some form with activities and nutritional lessons during the holiday breaks. I'm Najima McIntyre, WNIJ News.